KT. Yeah, I got on Amazon last night because I was going to try to upgrade the memory in one of my computers, and I have discovered the DRAM shortage that everybody's experiencing right now.
What is that? KN4 TSW. There was a shortage.
AI deployments are buying up all the memory, so nobody else can get any. And we're actually starting to see some chip shortages at work because semiconductor makers are retooling their fabs to make memory and stuff for AI rather than other stuff.
I think that AI is a big mistake.
It doesn't work for anything.
I'd say it's just another step in dumbing down society.
This season I'll be watching like a YouTube video. It's like, man, it's... You can tell it's AI, just the way it's talking and that, it just drives me crazy.
Not YouTube or Facebook anymore because 80% of what's on there is AI slop.
And how much of it's AI on YouTube anymore?
I have a disclaimer on every little video if it's got any AI in it at all.
Bitch, to just turn it off and not show you anything that has AI in it.
They won't do that.
They have nothing more than to just generate its own stuff with AI and not have to pay any content creators. A 6-meter antenna at home, right?
Yes, antenna that will do 6-meter, but not great.
I'm looking to do some experimentation on doing 6-meter digital, but need a vertical pole antenna for it to work.
6-meter vertical. All I've got is my center-fed dipole that will tune 6-meter through 160.
A lot lately, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it. I need to work on getting it downloaded and seeing how to use it.
Large files using Vera on 6-meter FM, I've been able to get, very, very high data rates with it.
I got another buddy of mine that lives there in Lake Lure. He's big into the Vara stuff right now and WinLink, so could probably hook you up with him.
And maybe I'll drop him a line on QRZ or something, but yeah, it's kind of cool. I've done it on 6-meters and on UHF. And on UHF, if it's nice and quiet, I've gotten like 15 or 20 kbytes per second, with the direct audio through the data port on the radio. It's definitely got a lot of potential.
Fine, if you can remember, it's N2NVY. November Yankee.
November Victor Yankee.
6 minutes early. We're HKX. I'm mobile now.
Oh yeah, you sound way different. Junction.
In there.
About a mile left.
He's over to the STM 500. Yesu that I got here in the excursion now.
How are you?
Patchy for me right now since I'm going through that noisy spot.
Well, I'm low power, I don't ever know.
SWJ.
KO4HK.
Morning, Scott. KN4TSW.
Morning, Scott. W2JKT.
Mobile, and I'm trying out this Bluetooth headset this morning. How's it sound?
A little bit of maybe tin can effect, but yeah, it sounds, you're perfectly loud and readable.
Yo, and Bluetooth headset, you're using mobile.
7100, but I got a Prime adapter that plugs into the mic port and turns it into a Bluetooth. It's Prime something or other, Prime Dying, something like that, and it makes it a Bluetooth adapter out of the mic port and the speaker port.
Sounds pretty good.
Vermont State 73, pulling in the parking lot now. So everybody have a safe day out there, and good to hear everybody, and we'll catch you later down the log, KN4 CSW.
Ken, have a great day out there, KO4HK.
73, Ken, have a great day and be safe, WTUJKT.
73.
Been working on your alternative to APRS project anymore? I believe it was CATS.
Done any work on that in a while. I had a board and I messed up the geometry for the radio, and I just never had any time to go back and fix it and get more boards made, but one of these days I might have some time. I was hoping to have a little time over the break, but I got caught up doing the game table and doing some other stuff, so maybe next time I have a break.
Did you find that online or did you come up with that yourself? I can't remember.
A project by some other guy. You can go to cats.radio is his website, cats.radio, and all the design files are there, and you know, the protocol specification and the software and everything. I mean, you know, he also sells a turnkey you know, radio board and everything, and I have one, but I've just never deployed it. So you know, I've got a spare. I guess I could put it on UHF because I'm not running anything on UHF right now. So I guess I could probably plug it into my triplexer and have that go into my tri-band vertical.
There was a group of guys asked me about it up here, and I said, yeah, I'd heard of it, and I knew you'd been working on it, but I didn't know where you were at in the project. So they're kind of curious about it up here, so might have some good interaction.
That board and see if I can get it up and running.
Run into a couple of software gurus and electronic engineers up here that like to play radio, so it's been kind of interesting talking to them and hanging out with them.
I have to get my board design back out. I want to change the MCU on it and change a couple other things on it and shrink the size a bit. I was putting two radios on mine instead of just one, because I wanted to run two instances of the software and have it run, you know, one LoRa on 900 megahertz and then one high power radio on, you know, either UHF or VHF. But that's a little bit more complicated, and that's where I mean, that's where I lack it is in the software skills, because I can get by, but yeah, I could probably use some help with that.
Well, I'll have to introduce you one day to Zach or Cliff, and both of them are gurus at that kind of stuff. And but go ahead and pick it up, Scott. Don't mean to leave you out there. Scott, Eric?
Yeah, I haven't heard him.
Phone call, you never know. But so other than Navarro, what else you been messing with?
Yeah, of course, I'm still running my APRS digipeater on 144.39, but, yeah, just, you know, I'm trying to spend a little bit of time with radios every day, but, you know, it's just hard, so hard to find time to do anything. I did a POTA a couple weekends ago, and I might be able to go out and do one on Saturday. It might be fun to go out in the snow and do some POTA work if I can find the time to get out. The teenager got his ticket back in August. I think he knew that, but, yeah, Tommy likes going out and doing a POTA because he likes to get out of the house. So we went out and did one a couple weekends ago, and I think we'll maybe go out Saturday.
Well, he got his ticket. That's awesome to hear, and great that he likes going out and doing POTA work, for sure.
I think he's in tech, so he can only use 10 meters, and 10 meters is a tough band to do POTA work, so I keep on trying to encourage him to get his general, but I think he's stuck in the cycle of, well, you know, POTA sucks because he can't do anything on 10 meters, but, you know, he doesn't want to upgrade because it sucks. So it's like, dude, it will stop sucking if you can upgrade. So I can't get him to get in that mindset.
Do it under your call one time, and since you're there with him, you can do that.
Yeah, that's definitely an option, so maybe next time we'll do that.
Too. He's lazy. Hey, why don't you just come let me use your call sign?
He likes to talk, so, you know, it's tough for him because he just, you know, he doesn't, he doesn't like to converse, he doesn't like to talk, you know, because, you know, his generation does everything online, keyboard to keyboard, so I don't think he's got great conversational skills, so he's very terse. Yeah, it comes across as very unfriendly on the radio.
Whole classroom full of those that don't know how to talk without their thumbs. Open their mouth, it's a cuss word every other word.
Only he doesn't have. His language is pretty clean, at least at home. I don't know how he talks to his friends, but at least at home he keeps it civil.
I mean, these guys and gals up here make a sailor blush.
That time now.
And I'm not used to hearing it with mechanics hanging around, you know, they're aggravated, mad at the world, and aggravated working on a car or hit their thumb, you know. A few words fly, but it's not every breath.
You know, it's, you know, colorful language has kind of become the norm.
For sure. But I'm trying to break them over there around me anyway, in my shop. I'm the ruler of my shop, so I get on to them for it.
Not rules, right?
And they can only use their phone when I allow them to, so I give them certain times of the day they can do it, and other than that, they got to ask permission.
Point where, you know, if I'm running a meeting at work or something, I'm like, okay, everybody put your damn phones away and close the laptops because we're here to talk about this other thing, you know.
Well, out in the shop, there are no cell phones, period. They're done. They can only use them when I allow them to in the classroom. And, you know, I'll give them, you know, 15 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes, or 15 minutes in the afternoon or something like that. But that way they're not just none, and but I'm trying to limit it so I can actually do something.
A policy, because otherwise I'll be either facing the phone the entire time.
I started. I mean, I had to constantly off the phone. Now they've kind of figured out that, hey, he'll give us time if we follow the rules. If not, we ain't getting no time.
And to the point where, you know, when I get home from work, my phone goes on the charger and I don't touch it again until it's time to go to bed, and I move it to my nightstand so it can be my alarm clock. But, you know, I put the phone down when I get home from work, and that's it for me for the day. I'm done with it.
Roger that. I've actually thought about going back to a flip phone. That way, there are no more text messages or apps or this, that, or the other. If you want to talk to me, you can call me on the phone.
That too, but I still have to be able to access all my work stuff from my phone if I need to. If I'm out and about and there's a work emergency, I need to be able to deal with it. So I'm keeping the smartphone, but it's good enough for me just to put the damn thing down. And, you know, if work needs me or something, they can call, and then I'll, you know, deal with it. But, yeah, that's it for me. No more sitting there scrolling or anything like that.
I'm with you. I've been trying to limit my time on it, too, screen time. And just got to where it was too big of a time suck.
Like, getting to the end of the day, it's like, man, I didn't get anything done today. Why did I get anything done? And it's because I spent 2 hours scrolling on my phone. But anyway, I'm getting down here. I'm losing the repeater. I'm all the way down here at 32, if you can believe that. But, yeah, I hope you have a great day, Patrick. And, you know, it's good to hear you this morning. And, you know, I'll try to get in touch with that guy. And, yeah, if you want to introduce me to those guys that have the interesting cats, that'd be awesome. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. 73, have a great day. WTUJKT.
I'm pulling into work right now anyway. Eric, good to hear you, and I'll see what I can work out about getting you hooked up with those guys. KO4HKX, and I'm clear for now. 7-3.
Good morning, guys. Call my son, CFW. W4FCM. W4FCM. Whiskey 4 Fred Cameron Maxwell. Vain as I could get. Yep, yes, son. Back up W4FCM listening.
It's KO4HKX, Patrick. I haven't talked to you in a while. Hope you've been doing okay.
Hey, Patrick, good to hear you. Doing well, thank you. Talked to Shane yesterday. Hadn't heard you either. Yeah, doing well. Just putting along. Get used to this warm weather, cold weather. avoiding the flu and cold, so praise the Lord.
I hadn't been on as much as I used to since I dropped the Macro Tool route. So I've taken a new job and working, you know, 7:30 to 4. So kind of hard to be on the radio then. But good to hear you. I hope you and Johnson have a good day. And I'll clear out of the way so you can catch him. KO4HKX. 7-3, Fred.
Hey, thank you, Patrick, for calling me. Appreciate it always. W4FCM. Signing and listening.